Hello everyone, it's a rainy day at dialysis. You might be able to hear it on the plastic roof. Well today I bought some donuts in, Sainsbury's jam donuts, which I swear by, because Ali, who's in our bay, is going away to Australia with his wife for 5 weeks. And when he comes back, he might have lost his space here, so he might have to go and dialyse at King's for a while, and he might not get back on this shift or the same days. So he loves donuts, and we're always talking about them, and he's not allowed to have them at home because he is actually a diabetic as well. So I brought some in, and we're going to hand them out at tea time, so I will be back.
Pause recording. Done. Pause recording. Screen curtain on. Done.
Handing the donuts round.
Yeah.
Who's going to do the honours?
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah,
what are you doing?
Handing these round. There's one for you as well.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Unfortunately, Carol's going to miss out. She's over there. She's got enough. I'll put one in there. So one for you as well. Add in Maria if she wants one.
That's quite good,
yeah. Oh, five, yeah. Oh, that's all right then. Well, if someone...
Who are they for?
I've got one here anyway. So whoever wants it. I'm thinking there was four, I don't know why. He's not going to say no.
Of course not. If you're poisoned in there, I wouldn't say no.
Is that our new visitor there?
Huh? Maria.
Is it?
What, over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Maria, that's Maria.
Hello, I'm diabetic and I
just... Oh, so is there two left?
There's two left,
yeah. Can you take
them
over there?
Anyway.
To Carol and Jeff.
She said thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, it's all right. At least diabetic.
Oh, thanks. There's islands coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, you been... Eat it quick. Make sure you've got no sugar around your mouth.
Take
journey, Ellie. I know. I would hide the bags. I was asleep when she came in. I didn't even hear the trolley come in.
Thank you.
No sugar, yeah?
No sugar.
I've got enough sugar here, look.
Ah, yes. Okay. Digestive.
You got any shortbreads?
No.
No?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want any
jokes.
Do
you
want two? No, just one, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Just my blood pressure thing to go off. My blood pressure thing to go off in the middle of me eating a donut. I'm stuck with it in midair. Thank you.
Voice memos. Save memos. New recording. Date. 25/02/2017. Duration. 11 minutes. 44 seconds.
I'm going to nice one.
Oh, good.
Rubbish,
by the way. Oh, yeah, go on. Thanks. Hide the evidence.
Is it this one?
Just in time. Yeah.
New recording. One Friday night. Ellipsis. Date. 25 slash duck. Pause recording. Button.
Sorry about that, everyone. Yeah, donut was really nice. And Ali's wife is here now. She doesn't like him having donuts. We just put it in the bin in time. He'll tell her anyway. We're going to really miss him. He can't hear me because I'm talking really quietly into the microphone, so I hope it probably comes out quite loud on the recording. He's going to visit his daughters who live out there, and one of them's just given birth to twins and the other one's expecting a baby, and so I hope he has a lovely time, but we are going to miss him so much. He's a very dear person. Yeah, he is. It's still raining, as you can probably hear a little bit. I didn't eat anything at all today, so I've had a jam donut and two shortbread fingers and a cup of tea with no sugar, because as I said, I've got enough already. I don't take sugar in tea. It's quite quiet in here today.
Alright, yeah, you alright?
Yeah.
Are you all packed and ready?
Oh, yes,
all
ready.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Medication.
Oh.
Is what? That's
his wife. Falling asleep when the tea lady came round. I'm in a different position today. I'm near the door. When you come in, there's two beds on the left and two beds on the right. Or they're not beds, they're chairs. They're like a dentist chair. And I'm in the first left. I'm normally in the second right. Haven't been here for months and months and months. I quite like this seat, it's comfortable. And we're near the door, so I can sort of hear what's going on. But I'm in bay three. This is bay three. Carol is in bay four. She's normally in here. And we normally chat the whole time. But we had enough donuts for them, her and her husband, to have one as well.
Thank you, Melanie.
Oh, it's all right. Was it nice?
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
I thought she might say she didn't want it and you'd have two. Whoops. I think I'm
pulling on my line a bit. The blood lines go from the needles, well, from the syringes. And so they don't fall down. They're quite long, so they don't fall down and pull on the needles. They put like a paper, a bit of like serviette kind of paper towel, a little strip of it, and they tape it around my wrist. And I was pulling on it, I think, a bit. Tesco's order. The Wi-Fi and the...
Hello, Melanie.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
All right, thanks. I hear you're leaving us soon for a while.
Oh, who said?
It was Mr. Rocky and our Gifty, I think.
Well, I'm going for that Grace when...
Yeah, the four-month thing. So when are you leaving?
April, still a long time.
Oh, okay. Oh, we've got you for a while yet.
Yeah. I'm going over to King's to do some lessons.
So what do you have to do? Do you just work in the main unit and on the ward?
I will go to every department, not only on the main unit.
So you've got to go renal as well?
Yeah,
PD
and low clearance, and access, and visit Fatima.
Oh yeah, you'll visit Fatima.
The rest of them, yeah.
And you do the home dialysis as well, do you?
I don't think we go for that home one, no.
Oh, you don't? No.
Hello, Mama. How are you?
Mama.
Thank you.
That's for Dahlia. You do get attached to people in here, because to be honest, some days you spend more time with them than your own family. And if someone's going away or you don't see them, even if they're not in your bay, you do wonder where they are and you worry. See you later. Are you going home now? Oh, and I don't start on that again, about them windows.
The special windows.
That you can't open because that's just the way it is. Yeah. one day I had to go in Bay 4, which is opposite here, and it's hot in there, and I don't really like change that much, I've decided. So I felt a bit, I suffer with claustrophobia quite badly now. I can't stand it being too hot. It often is hot in here, it is right now, but it's bearable. So I was over by the window and I said to Fidelia, she was putting me on, I said, can you open the window please? And she went, no, I can't. And I said, why is that? She said, because it can't open. And I said, why not? And she said, that's just the way it is. And I said, oh, okay. So, when Carol came in, because she was in that, but this bay was closed for some reason. They had problems with the drainage and it was leaking. The pipes were leaking. She came in here. So Carol came in to Bay 4 and I said to her something about, well, I asked Vidalia to open the windows, and I said, but she said they can't open. And she went, what windows? And I was like, well, the windows over here. She went, there aren't any windows in here. And I said, so it's been a standing joke ever since about the windows in Bay 4. Because when Fidelia came in, I said, Fidelia, can you tell me a bit more about these windows? And she went, ah, ha, 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 ha. She knew I'd found out. But to be honest, I think, although... that's Rocky now. He's looking after us tonight. He's looking after us tonight, but yeah, although she probably really shouldn't have done that, I think it was a wise thing, because I would have probably freaked out if I thought I was being stuck right away from the door by a blank wall. Got a bit of a headache. I had it before I came in. I think I've got a slight cold, but it doesn't seem to come to anything. Although it's a serious thing we come here for, there is quite a lot of laughter in between the difficult times sometimes, which there are. Rocky is very funny, especially his laugh. Most people have their arm on the armrest, but I'm never comfortable like that, so I've got a pillow, and on top of it they put a piece of paper just in case it bleeds. Of course they take all the pillowcases off at the end, and they've got plastic on the pillows like polythene, but other people have the paper that you can hear on the actual arm itself. But it can slide around, so... A lot of the staff finish at 6, and then this is the twilight shift, or the twilight zone. Thank you. So in the bed next to me, I always call it beds, is Maria. She's not normally in our bay, so we don't really know her very well. And then opposite me is Val with her son, Kevin, who handed the donuts round. And then next to him, her, is Ali. That's Gifty. She's got a very famous laugh that brightens up the place. Yeah, I think I was saying that when I first came here, you've got very patchy 3G and you couldn't go on the internet or anything, but I don't know whether it's since I've got my iPhone 7 or whether they've made some improvements in the area, because it's not brilliant, but I think I'll attempt to upload this. It might not do it till I get home, but I'm doing this in a voice memo. Thank you. Just put my cup in the bin. I came on at 4:25 and I finished at 8:25. I've got on quite late today. I'm usually on earlier than that. You can probably hear my machine going slosh, slosh. There's two different types, or two different models, not models, two different... Something's funny down at the nurse's station. yeah, there's two different types of machines. There's the Nikisos, which I'm on. I'm usually on a Braun. The Braun... Oh, my blood pressure. Sorry. No alarms. Yeah, the brawn processes more litres. Basically, it processes your blood more times. I can usually expect it to process 84 litres and maybe 77 on this one.
I was over there by herself.
I know. Well, at least she's got Jeff, hasn't she? So it obviously does make a little bit of difference to the clearance you get. But I'm usually on the other machine, so I've probably been getting very good clearance. Well, I always get quite good clearance. Clearance is how much they look at how much urea, your urea clearance. For a normal healthy person, your urea levels should be between 1 and 8. For a hemodialysis patient, when you come in, they shouldn't be any more than, I think it's 25, I think. Mine's usually 18 or 19. When you go home, it's usually 2 to 3 or 4.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
And you. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Yes, I will.
Put your feet up.
Okay.
Yeah, put your feet up. Have a rest. That's Fida. She's pregnant. She's lovely, isn't she? She's always happy, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. When's the other one due?
June.
Oh, so you won't be there then?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh yeah, that'd be lovely. Chaotic, but good, all good. Well, I'm sure you'll be. Oh no, they'll be fine. Then. When were they born?
2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Oh, so they are still quite small. Oh, well, that's good for twins, isn't it? Well, you'll be all right. Just sit down when you hold them. Oh, goodness. Oh. So that is that their brother?
No, my other daughter.
Oh, the other daughters. Okay, so they'll have two each.
He's going to have more cousins.
Yeah, that'll be nice for him. Does she know what she's having?
Yes.
She's having
brother, yeah.
Yeah, so she's having a girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
If it was a girl, they'd get used to the idea. If you were down the system,
quite happy. To be honest, I think when they're different, there's probably not quite so much competition. I mean, I've got two boys and they were always competing with one another, you know. I mean, there's 5 years between them, but even so, they're still. And so the younger one, his way of competing was to be really naughty. So he could make his mark.
I know, I just wonder what twin girls will
be. I don't know. When I was going to say, when they're teenagers.
All those hormones.
Yeah, exactly. Goodness me. In a way, it must be. Yeah, it must be quite difficult for them anyway. If people always sort of talk about them like they're one thing, you know. Yeah, but some people dress them the same and all that, don't they? And have their hair done the same and. Yeah. The girls, yeah. Oh. Anyway, it's over and out for me, and it's raining again.